Knock, knock, mate.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Hi.
So I heard that you got COVID.
I did.
And are you staying home, mate?
I am home. You're at my residence right now.
I'm with the Aussie police.
Okay.
And I'm here to check and make sure that you're staying home, mate.
Well, clearly I'm home, so I don't know what you want, so.
The plane up in the sky came and said that you left your house for a little snacky snack.
I did not leave my house, so.
Mate.
She had some Vegemite and a blooming onion. I saw it.
Honey.
I've heard rumors.
Go to your room.
Talk to your husband that way.
Yes, I do.
I've heard rumors about you leaving your residence.
Here in Australia.
Progressive out here. I've heard rumors that you've been leaving and going to a little Barbie. Huh? Hanging out with some warm bits.
I haven't left.
Mate, if you leave again, I'm going to be back here.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to take you straight to jail.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, mate.
You're going to arrest me right now?
Yeah, mate.
What if I step out of my house right now?
Mate.
What if I cough in your face?
Mate.
What if I cough in your face?
I'm triple vexed and triple messed. And I'm going to go in your kangaroo pouch. Take you to jail.
Cut. And scene.
Cut.
Scene. Cut.
Oh,
cut.
No.
Will went off script.
I don't know.
Will totally went off script on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Do you want to cue up why we did this? Why we did this skit for the opening, Will?
All right, mate. So people in Aussie are not behaving very well.
Right, right.
So people in Australia right now. I'm sorry if you live in Australia. I'm also sorry for our accents if we butchered them at all.
No, I think it was great.
I have more of a Bogan accent than a, you know, Sydney or Perth accent. Anyway, what is happening in Australia is people are going door to door. If they heard that you were exposed to COVID or they heard that you had COVID, then they're going door to door in Australia and making sure that you are staying home, which is absolutely wild. So why are you playing the audio?
That's not me. Oh, that's intern Tyler.
Intern Tyler.
Gosh darn it.
Jeez. This is why you're an intern.
We had intern day for one day, and then you
now
just mess
you
it
can
up.
Just get away with anything. All right, so we have a video to share, so let's show this.
Here we go.
Army patrols hit the streets of Sydney on Monday to help enforce coronavirus curbs as Australia struggles to stop the Delta variant from spreading. Around 300 unarmed military personnel have been tasked with going door to door, checking that people who have tested positive are isolating at home. They're also accompanying police officers on the hunt for rule breakers, combing neighborhoods that have emerged as hotspots as the country's largest city enters its sixth week of lockdown. The state of New South Wales, home to Sydney, reported 207 new cases in the past 24 hours. That follows a 16-month high recorded late last week. Meanwhile, a lockdown in Australia's third biggest city, Brisbane, has been extended. Due to end on Tuesday, it will now stay in place until the end of Sunday. Throughout the global health crisis, Australia has managed to keep its cases relatively low, but its vaccination drive has lagged many other developed countries. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has come under fire for his handling of the pandemic. He's promised that lockdowns will ease once the country vaccinates 70% of eligible citizens, which should happen, he said, by the end of the year. Only around 20% have been inoculated so far.
Mike? Ready for the jib? Do you have it?
No, I don't want it.
You know how many people live in Australia?
No, I don't. How many people live in Australia?
26 million people. You know what their average deaths a day for COVID are?
Tell me.
Or per week?
Inform me.
Guess.
One in the entire continent
of Australia. One death per average. They're talking about cases rising. Cases might be rising. People aren't dying. One person died on average per week. You know how many people in Australia have died from COVID overall in this entire time?
Inform me.
1,000 people. 1,000 people out of 26 million people.
Right.
That's 1,000 people. Do you understand how small of a number that is? That is like 0.001% of the population.
But now they get to legislate your life.
I know. Why do they get to do that? Why do they get to go door to door to make sure that you are masking up and that you are staying at home when you have a little sickness? How is that fair? I mean, Australians should be revolting in the streets. Australians should be acting like France and Germany right now, going out and actually protesting.
And I think there have been a few, luckily. So there are a few Aussies out there that are trying to hold it down and hold down the fort. But it's so unfortunate that a government can think that they can seize this much power in relation to a society. And think about this as a normal person, because who knows? This very well may be coming to America here shortly. Think about what sort of life you're preserving by listening to these regulations and locking down your life. What is it to live if you are not truly living? What are you preserving if you are just stuck in your house doing nothing all day long?
Well, and they're reinstating mass mates in America all over the country, too, for indoors. They're just reinstated today in San Francisco. You know how many people have died in San Francisco in the last 2 weeks from COVID?
I do not.
Guess.
Zero. I saw that.
Zero. Zero. Yeah, zero. Zero. You know how many people died in Washington, D.C. over 2 weeks? One person, and they're reinstating indoor mask mandates. In L.A., all of these places, big cities, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Dallas, Houston, all these big cities have an average death rate from COVID that is under 10. For every 7 days. Mm-hmm. Some of these cities have millions and millions of people, and you are locking it down or mandating it again. And also, where are the Delta variant tests?
Right.
I haven't seen any tests that actually test for the Delta variant. Have you seen any?
No. And we found out our good old PCR test also tests for a lot of other things that are not COVID related.
So what is going on? Why do we have to do all of this again when people aren't dying? They say cases are rising. Okay, maybe they are. People aren't dying.
No.
People are fine.
No.
And also 75% of the people, like in some places, I think it was Minneapolis or it was Massachusetts, are people who were vaccinated that are the ones who are getting infected. It's just a wild time right now. And when you're people, all of you guys, and like even conservatives too, you guys have given the government this power. You've given it to them. And you said, okay, you can take my livelihood and I'm not going to do anything about it. I mean, this is mostly liberals and moderate people, but there have been conservatives who aren't standing up. You've given the government this power, and how do you take it back? It is almost impossible for people to take back the government control once you have given it to them. Because you give them 10%, what's for them to not take 50% or 100% of the power? These are these arbitrary numbers of power that they come and they just continue to take over your life. And you think that it's good for you. They distract you with all these other things and say, oh, it's so bad, it's so bad. And they're distracting you so that they can take control and take power over your entire life.
We've
fight
already
back.
Proven that they can do it. Now they're just seeing what the true line is, honestly, at this point. And I think it's going to get worse from here. We were talking about this at lunch today. I think they're going to continue to push these regulations and they're going to creep up again, and maybe a second lockdown creeps up again. Who knows? But you've already proven to the U.S. government, you've already proven to the French government, you've proven to the Australian government that it's okay for them to usurp your power. It's just, what is the line now? What is the line?
Hopefully, I am nervous that people in America are not as strong as some of these people in Europe. I see a huge weakness in American people that...
Oh, especially young people.
Especially young people. They're so weak and losers. Like, look at what's happening in France right now, where you have people throwing out pictures of Macron from town halls into the streets. Or you have people in Germany. They made it illegal to go and protest these vaccine mandates in Germany, and people are still going out there. There are videos of elderly people and children getting beaten by police in Berlin, and they are still going out there and protesting. I don't see people in America doing that. Unless something happens where, you know, a black man gets shot by the police, no one's actually going to go out and protest anything, because people in America are so weak. Conservatives in America are so weak, because conservatives in America, the thing that's different, I think, that a lot of these other countries, that you have like these populist movements and conservative movements in other places, is that they aren't as necessarily tied to a party. What you have here in America is you have conservatism being way too closely tied to the GOP, and the GOP doesn't represent conservative values almost at all. There are very few people in the GOP who actually represent values that I say that I agree with, right? They might say they do, but they don't actually agree with it. So when you have the GOP being so weak and not doing anything, and you have these conservatives in America who are tied to that, then they're not going to do anything. They're not going to do anything at all, because they think the GOP is going to take care of it. Put your conservative values, or just your freedom-loving values, above the party, because the party is doing nothing for you. It is doing nothing to help you.
Yeah, and remember, COVID-19 and this whole vaccination mandate and mask mandates and all this stuff, it's the perfect mechanism to create division within a society, because you don't get that added virtue point that comes along with protesting a man being shot by the police. When people go out like Black Lives Matter and Antifa and they're protesting, I don't know, George Floyd or Tamir Rice or something like that, you get this virtue signal of, oh, I'm doing something great and nobody's publicly shaming me for this. I'm not getting any shame for this. When it comes to COVID-19 and the mask mandates and the vaccine passports, when you go out in the streets, there are people who are going to be accusing you of killing other people or being inconsiderate. And you have to deal with alone that public shame alongside this tyrannical government that is trying to enforce itself upon you. It's like a wicked recipe for subjugating society.
But you're not alone if we all do it. If we all do it, then you're not alone at all.
Right.
Then we have a huge army of people. Excuse me. Then you're not alone whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is all about, I changed my Twitter name from Will Wit to Will Do Not Comply Wit. You guys can go check it out on Twitter, at the Will Wit.
Nice.
But that's what we have to do. Like, we went to Mendocino, whatever you want to call it, Mendocino Farms today, and the lady's like, or the guy working in the register is like, you got to put a mask on. I'm like, can I just order and then go outside? He's like, okay. Like, sometimes it's that easy. Sometimes it's harder. When they say no, then I just leave the restaurant and I'll go take my business elsewhere, okay? It's a market because you're supposed to have LA indoor mask mandates again. So just stop.
And it goes to show that people are so easily conditioned when there is no pushback within the people around you, within your community. So all these people are masking up and they're complying and they're regulating their liberties because nobody is saying anything and nobody is doing anything different. It takes one person to go, oh, well, no, I'm not going to do that. And here's why I'm not going to do that. And I just don't feel like it. And they go, oh, well, okay. I haven't met a person that's not okay with this yet. And then that will lead people to question. So just stand your ground.
Right. When you have 17 people die of COVID in mm-hmm. the last 2 weeks in a city like Los Angeles with 10 million people living in it, why am I going to give up any of my freedoms mm-hmm. for that? There is absolutely no reason to think that anyone should give up their freedoms for 17 deaths out of 10 million people is absolute insanity. You are backwards.
And let's think about it. Even if the scenario was worse, even if more people were dying, is that justification for anybody to be forced to not be able to live their lives, to not be able to run their business, to not be able to provide for their families? No, there's really no true justification for that. So the fact that this is happening alone, especially with these numbers, is completely and utterly disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
And
if
you don't think it's going to happen in America, let's see this this clip of Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo talking about what they think should be happening. Here we go.
Don't get the vaccine, you can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine, you don't show it, can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine, can't go to work. You don't have the vaccine, can't come here. No shirt, no shoes, no service. That's where I think we should be right now, because we continue to waste our breath on people who are just not going to change. They're, you know, the circular logic. They just keep going back and saying, well, it's my freedom. It's whatever. Don't get the vaccine.
Amazing. Amazing.
Oh, it's my freedom. Oh, it's my freedom. You can play my freedom. Yeah, it's my freedom. It's the most important thing to me in the whole world
mm-hmm.
that I have the choice to make the decisions that I would like to. Yeah, I'm going to be upset if someone tries to take that away from me. These are elite people who have private jets that are away from you, private homes that are away from you, private ski resorts, private restaurants they go to because they're rich and they're away from you and they're elites and they don't have to deal with these same restrictions and things that they try and put in place on you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that? It's like a totally different class of people. So they think that you are less than them.
Yeah.
And they act as such.
It reminds me of a certain mayor saying, we tried voluntary and now we have to do involuntary. They are going to try to force this on you. And if nobody stands up and nobody does anything, guess what? They're going to be successful in forcing it on you. You have to say something and you have to not comply with these sort of regulations. And look how brazen he is in saying, well, this, I'm just going to regulate your entire life. And I will stand in my ivory tower and I'll tell you exactly what you can't do. You can't go to the supermarket, can't go to the grocery store, you can't go to the pharmacy. I can't.
And it's funny because they have people to go to the grocery store and the pharmacy for them.
Right.
So these
right.
things don't affect them. They can come on and say whatever they want. But it's like, and it's like these same people, like you got Governor Bowser or Governor or whoever Bowser in Washington, D.C., who had her birthday party. You know what I'm talking about? And mm-hmm. then she like was maskless and then reporters try to talk to her about it, and she has her security detail take her away. Or you have Obama, who's about to have a birthday party with 700 people at his place, not caring at all about COVID. These people despise you.
Mm-hmm.
They despise you and they don't care about your freedoms. They don't care about their rights and they're going to trample all over you while they do exactly what they said that you should not be doing.
And it goes in the same vein as leftism for me in a lot of ways, is that when I was a leftist, I thought that I was doing the right thing. I thought that I was, you know, helping people. I thought I was a warrior. I thought I was going to change the world, all that fun stuff. But the bureaucrats and the elites who are selling you this sort of agenda, they don't hold that same empathy. They don't hold that same compassion that you do. You're simply being tricked into believing that that's what they're doing. And then it tricks you into implementing that in your own life. That's exactly what happened to me. And when you see the man behind the curtain, you can't go back. You realize, oh, okay, I'm definitely wrong. So these people like Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo, they're not doing it out of empathy. They're not doing it because they want to protect people. They are the ones who have every privilege in the world, and it doesn't matter what happens in our everyday lives. It only matters what they say, and they get to go back home to their mansions and their private security and get their groceries delivered, and they can go places when everything is locked down. It doesn't affect them. It doesn't affect them.
No. It's the same, like, and people think that they're, that these companies or whoever has their best interests in mind. Do you know who are the people? This is just broke this weekend that I saw. The people who are funding the fact checkers on Facebook for vaccines. They are vaccine manufacturers. Mm-hmm. The people who are making billions of dollars off of these vaccines are the same ones funding the fact checkers on Facebook. I'm sure that we're going to have a COVID logo on this video. On our Facebook and probably our YouTube as well.
That's typical these days.
That's how it goes. But you understand this? The same people. That's like me making a video and then coming and fact checking it myself, mm-hmm. and saying like, oh, this is 100% correct because I'm fact. It's the same people who made it are the ones fact checking it. And they're getting paid billions of dollars. 9 new billionaires have been created in Big Pharma because of all this. You think these people care about you? You think they have your best interest at heart? They don't. Just do a little digging. Find out the real information. And we will be so much better off. We can bring everything back, okay? I promise you, we can totally change America, wake America up, if mm-hmm. people actually just go and find the right information. I understand that's difficult for a lot of people, especially with social media censorship and things like that. But it's out there. You can find it. What you should do is tell everyone to watch our stream, 2:30 p.m. PST, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, every single weekday, because Amala Taylor and I give you guys the real information every single day. We don't back away from the truth. And we're really happy to do it.
We are. Yeah. So often when it comes to these political issues and hard times in a society, you have these figures. And right now we are dealing with that on the left. You have these figures, these figureheads, essentially, that get virtue points for saying what they say, even though they're harming people every single day. Yet they are painted and sold to us as if they are some sort of hero. Now, we have a perfect example of that. We did a 5-minute video on Che Guevara, and we had the beautiful and amazing... Let's pull this video up for you. Gloria Alvarez talk about Che Guevara and how he was painted in history. Here we go.
Imagine wearing a t-shirt or displaying a poster or waving a flag emblazoned with the face of a brutal killer who openly expressed racist anger at blacks and indigenous people and undisguised disgust for gays. Well, it's not something you have to imagine. It's done every day. Somewhere on a college campus or at a social justice protest, somebody is celebrating a psychopath. The famous face, of course, belongs to Ernesto Che Guevara. It's one of the most perverse jokes in modern life that so many people, especially young people, exalt him as a hero. Strange hero. He personally murdered or had murdered and personally tortured or had tortured thousands of Cuban citizens. He would have happily murdered and tortured many more if he had lived longer. The only thing that stopped him was a bullet. He was killed in 1967 at the age of 39, trying to organize a communist revolution in Bolivia.
There we go. That's a little taste of our 5-minute video. If you want to check it out, you can go to PragerU.com, click watch, go to 5-minute videos, and it is our latest upload.
Mm-hmm. Che Guevara is a terrible guy. He's only famous because of that famous picture by that Cuban photographer, I forget his name, Alberto something. That picture that everyone knows, the one that's on all the t-shirts.
All the shirts and...
Che Guevara is a good-looking guy, okay? Not going to hide it. He's a good-looking guy. So young socialists in America or wherever, they see this guy and they're like, oh, he's good-looking. He's a communist revolutionary. I'm all about him.
Right.
If he wasn't good-looking, like, I don't think he would be nearly as
pretty
big of a thing.
Pretty privilege is real. Pretty privilege is real.
I think that's an interesting parallel that you brought up, though, Amala, about the people not investigating the facts mm-hmm. and thinking for themselves. And then you end up supporting people like Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo, who are, you know, pushing out the open support of taking away people's freedom, same way people openly support Che Guevara. But because we're not looking deeper into what they actually did, what's actually happening. And so that's the point. Go get the real information. Go get the facts.
Exactly.
It's accessible to you.
Because at face value, they tell you, oh, you're protecting people. you're doing what's right. You're making sure that we have a greater country in the long run. They don't tell you all the little micro details of what is actually happening in the day to day. When you hear those broader statements about what the vision is and what they're fighting for, of course you're going to want to support that. Who doesn't want to be compassionate for others? Who doesn't want to put this country in the right direction? Who doesn't want to save lives? But that is not what they're doing. It's just what they sell you on. Now, we have a couple of super chats here. Haley Gibson says, Will and Amla set up a local protest / rally somewhere. We're ready to fight.
Yeah, no, I'm working on it. So actually, if things get worse here, I'm setting up a rally.
I think they're bad enough, but I think let's talk about, we had, Will saw, we won't maybe say which one it was, but went to a rally over the weekend. And
yeah, I can talk about that.
Yeah, we should talk about, because not just rallying for rallying's own sake doesn't always, it's not going to be the most effective thing ever if you don't do it effectively. So why don't you explain that?
So I was driving by on Santa Monica Boulevard on Friday evening, and there were some people out protesting a restaurant that was doing vaccine mandate. So if you want to go into the restaurant, you got to show your vaccine card. People out there protesting the restaurant, all about it. But then I like park my car and I go and show up and I'm like, not really trying to make a scene myself or anything. I'm kind of just going to, it piqued my curiosity. So I go and look and check it out. And there's these people there. And a lot of the people were yelling at the people walking into the restaurant and calling them effing Nazis and you scum, I can't believe you got the mark of the beast and all this kind of stuff. And these are just like, you know, LA people walking in, they got vaccinated, they're going into this restaurant and they just want to eat there. You know, they're fine with showing their vaccine card. And yeah, that's stupid. This restaurant should not be requiring vaccinations. I would be out there protesting as well. But people are going about it in the wrong way. You should not be calling normal people effing Nazis for walking into a restaurant, okay? Right. That is the wrong way to do it. There are better ways to protest and get things done, okay? Even like if you're doing that, it'd be much better to do that. Like if people are talking about Shake Shack, don't go to a local, because Shake Shack, we talked about last week, is requiring vaccines for people to go and eat the burgers, they said. So don't go to a local Shake Shack and protest what's going on. Go to the CEO's, like go to the executive offices and protest what's going on, because these are like high school kids or people trying to work on minimum wage, just flipping burgers. Right. Like they don't decide whether or not they get to see someone's vaccine card. You know, these are like normal people. Like, yeah, they could go and say, no, I'm not going to support this and quit, which is a good thing as well. But like, these are just normal people. Don't go and make normal people's lives hell for your mission. Okay. Yeah. There are people in charge who are doing bad things that you need to call these people out, hold them accountable, and you should protest them. And you should be sometimes rude to people who are doing evil things. Okay. That's totally fine. But normal people who are just trying to do their jobs, it is fine to call them out too, but you don't need to be doing it like this.
And you have to think about impact. What is actually going to change? You go to these protests and you go to these rallies or wherever you are to actually, incite change, to make something change, to change people's minds, to change legislation, whatever you're there to do. Is you screaming in somebody's face and calling them an effing Nazi, is that person going to go home and go, you know what? I think that guy had a good point. I do feel like a Nazi today, and I should probably think about that and do my research. No, that's not how it works. Tell them, I'm doing this because I care about you. I'm doing it because I care about this, this, and this. And have you thought about it this, this, and this way? You just going and screaming in people's faces, first of all, contributes solely to the caricature of what conservatives are painted to be in the media, on social media, and just in everyday people's lives. It's the caricature that I thought conservatives were. And people doing that set the movement back so far, set the vision back so far, and are completely against the foundation of what we preach and teach as conservatives anyways.
Yeah, it was funny. I was there and the bouncer's there and he's just having all these people just scream at him. And I kind of just show up and I look at the bouncer and it's just this huge black dude like being the bouncing people, and he just like looks at me and I look back at him. We're both just like,
well,
we're just like, well, this is where we're at now, huh? Like, it sucks. Yeah, it sucks for everyone involved.
We got a large super chat, $50, from Yoga Balakrishnan, saying, I'm glad you guys are talking about Australian army rolling over all the streets here in Sydney. I'm one of the Australians that watch your show. I'm 40 years old and it gives me hope that more people of your ages are speaking about liberty and freedom.
Yeah, mate.
See, that's
happy
amazing.
To have you here, mate. Yeah, mate, right? Yeah.
Yoga, thank you so much. That's truly amazing to hear from somebody from Australia with the stories that we're talking about. People so often forget that there are actual people being impacted. You're not just watching videos on Twitter. They're real people. So, yeah, we want to bring light to it. And if you guys want to help us bring light to more issues, because it's something that we truly enjoy and we truly hope is making a change and making a difference in people's lives, we are asking you to please donate. I'm going to show you this donation page. It's actually Dennis Prager's birthday today. So if you would like to give us either a one-time donation or a recurring donation here to PragerU, you can go to this page. It's donate.prageru.com, and you can give a little donation for Dennis Prager's birthday.
Or just go to prageru.com/Dennis.
Yeah, either one. Yeah. but yeah, Dennis and Alan, the founders of PragerU, have made it possible for all of us to be working here, almost 100 people now. And hopefully every day we are bringing you something new, maybe something that you haven't heard, a take you haven't heard. And hopefully we're supporting values that you feel like need to be saved here in this country. So,
I think so. PragerU has totally impacted my life. I talk to people every single day on social media who say that I've impacted their life or PragerU. Or Amala, mm-hmm. or intern Tyler, you know, we're really impacting people's lives in a good way. And mm-hmm. I don't feel cocky for saying something like that. I feel confident in what we're doing, that PragerU is the best at what we do. We are the best at changing minds. We are the best at making videos for people to get short ideas. And mm-hmm. we are very proud of that. And so we hope that you support us so that we can continue our mission in being able to do those things that I think we are very good at.
Right. We're able to do all of this because of you guys. We are funded largely by just average American supporters. So anything that you can do is appreciated. And the more of you guys that we have supporting us and behind us, the more work we can do.
Yeah. And if you're a fracking billionaire, please call me. We'd love to get all of your money.
So. I will give you my personal details.
Yeah. Even George Soros, if you want to give us money.
Yeah, Georgie. Take Georgie boy.
Georgie boy.
Hey, look, but we're out here fighting for freedom. And like as some of these, the Australia story, the Don Lemon story so far illustrate, there's fewer and fewer voices out there that are loudly fighting for freedom, and PragerU is a great place that you can make your voice heard by supporting us. So we're going to bat for y'all.
Yes, we are. Okay, now back into our normal stories of the week. Today we're going to do our Olympic update. We have so many Olympic stories. Who knows if we'll even get to all of them, but let's go ahead and start. Trans weightlifter Laurel Hubbard, we've covered him/her on the show before, talking about how it's completely ridiculous that a trans woman, aka biological man, is going to be competing on the women's team in the Tokyo Olympics. But guess what? Laurel Hubbard has failed to advance after missing all three lifts. Now, this is not really to talk trash about Laurel Hubbard or his lifting abilities, but it's to talk about a greater win, really, is that this trans weightlifter will not be continuing to compete.
No, it's good. He cheated.
It's true.
And now, you know, cheaters don't deserve to win.
Here's the spin now is like the left is going to use this to say, oh, see, you know, this didn't affect the outcome. It's still fine. We can have trans people, trans men, I don't know what you call them, but yeah. Males, men who transition to be females compete against other females, and that's fine. It doesn't change the landscape. And of course it does. This is an out of shape 43-year-old person who's competing against people in their prime. Did you get that tweet I put right under this Outkick link in our doc?
Let me check it. I will find it.
It's a side-by-side of Laurel Hubbard and the 18-year-old female who he beat out in New Zealand to have this spot in the Olympics. And like, again, we always, the left is always pushing. Yeah.
Take a look.
There's always a victim that goes unrecognized whenever you push ideology. And right now it's this 18-year-old girl who never had a chance to compete in the Olympics, even though she earned it, if not for having to compete against a biological man.
Yeah. And I urge all of you guys to go look at the world records for women in many events at the Olympics, and then go look at 14-year-old boys and look at how they perform in some of these events. Mm-hmm. 14-year-old boys beat women in some of their world records at the Olympics. Okay? These are 14-year-old boys in high school. Okay? And they beat
the women's Olympic soccer team was beat by
15-year-old
boys.
Yeah, exactly.
At one point.
Like, to say that they're the same is just denying biological reality.
It is.
It's unfair.
And it's okay Laurel to Hubbard admit. Cheated. You know what? I'm a woman on this stream right now, surrounded by four white males. And I'm going to go ahead and say all of them are stronger than me. And I would not want to compete against them in a weightlifting competition.
Yeah, and I'm stronger than all of them.
Debatable. Totally debatable.
All the other guys are laughing right now.
But it's totally okay to admit that.
No, it
you
is.
Know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's so strange.
And not to mention, we're the ones standing up for women.
Right.
We're the ones standing up for women's right to compete fairly against other women.
If Will and Taylor were truly patriarchal, they'd be like, get my trans females in yeah. there because we are no longer
more
breaking glass
ceilings. More men
getting
the recognition for women's accomplishments.
I know. I'd right. be mad that Laura Hubbard didn't do well.
Where is it happening now? Sense. So we've had it happen in weightlifting. We've had it happen in running. We've had it happen in beauty pageantry. That blows my mind.
Sports Illustrated.
It's happening everywhere. And feminists watching this, how? How? How are you supporting this right now?
Crickets from you guys.
It honestly is crickets.
Chirp, chirp. Feminist.
Imagine being like an old school feminist right now who's like 80 years old, got through, you know, the several waves of feminism that we've experienced in this country and are now watching biological men enter the feminist realm. Amazing.
I know. Wasn't it? It was like Caitlyn Jenner got Woman of the Year on Vogue or something.
Right,
like that, right.
Right.
And it's like even men are better at getting Woman of the Year than women.
It's a sad reality. It is a sad reality. Anyways, next story here. Record-breaking Olympian Sydney McLaughlin is using her platform the right way. Essentially, she's broken some records and has said all glory to God and has expressed her devout Christianity during the Olympics, which is a great thing to see.
And honored her country, mm-hmm. which is right. everything an Olympian should be. Like, these are the people we need to be celebrating, not the ones protesting and kneeling and all that type of stuff.
I know. Shouldn't even talk about Laurel.
Honestly, yeah, we debated to doing it, but this is such a great contrast. It's like, this is all it used to be. Be excellent and then honor your country, honor God. Boom. The model Olympian. Great
job.
It takes. Kudos.
Yeah, she says, I was just there to do my best, represent New Jersey, my family, and my country the best that I could, McLaughlin said of her Olympic debut. That's it. It's as simple as that.
And isn't that wild that something as innocuous as that becomes a almost political statement?
Amazing.
Like something that used to be totally normal, that was the norm. It was basically the requirement for you to be an Olympian is mm-hmm. to have this. And it wasn't any sort of political statement. Let's put you on a Wheaties box. Like, that's a good thing to do.
Right.
And now it's like this is a political statement saying that it's different. That's wild to me.
Oh, it's sad.
But
like it's good news. It's good news, guys. At least she's being elevated and people are talking about it. And at least she got up there and said, you know what? I'm representing my family, my state, and my country.
Yeah. Everyone go show some support for her because she's amazing for doing that.
Now, I want to read one more quote from her. She said, after her world record last week, McLaughlin noted on Instagram, I no longer run for self-recognition, but to reflect God's perfect will that is already set in stone. I don't deserve anything, but by grace through faith, Jesus has given me everything. Records come and go. The glory of God is eternal. Bam.
Right.
Based.
Love that attitude.
Let's juxtapose that with this next headline. Team USA shot put star The Hulk is the nickname for this one. Raises overhead X in Olympic podium protest.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. What does the X mean?
I just being against it, I guess.
The X-Men?
She received her medal and is like, I'm out here. I've never seen this particular.
Yeah, I've never seen the X
hand signal.
She's singing
at a
it.
Protest.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. But it's an interesting look at them. Look at these Olympians. They're all holding their medals, and this one is just mean mugging with an X over their head. It's amazing.
It looks so awkward.
It's just amazing to me to spend your entire life. You know, this person spent their entire life practicing shot put in order to make it to the Olympics, to represent their country, to represent the USA. And this is what,
this is what you
she decided
here,
to
in
do.
Your moment, in your one
and
moment.
The contrast of how she says, you know, after this, it says, after the silver medal finish, she said her mission is to be me, to not apologize, to show younger people that no matter how many boxes they try to fit you can be you and accept it. And it's like, okay, but what is the focus of all of that type of mentality? It's me. It's not about mm-hmm. honoring God. It's not about honoring your country. It's about, and I think that speaks to a broader issue in our culture right now where everything is me focused. Whatever desires come out of you, whatever you happen to want to identify as or whatever it is, that you're God. Life, you're Everything should revolve around your desires and how you identify and me. There's nothing about honoring God, honoring your family, mm-hmm. honoring history, honoring your culture, you know, honoring everything that it took to give you what you have. It's all that's just taken for granted. And then it's like me and my achievement and who I can be and what I identify as.
Yeah.
And I think that's such a contrast of like traditional values versus the values of our day.
Here's another quote from Saunders is the last name of this Olympian. To show younger people that no matter how many boxes they try to fit you in, you can be you. And you can accept it. People tried to tell me not to do tattoos and piercings and all that, but look at me now and I'm popping. Is what this
I'm popping, baby. Isn't that kind of weird that it's like the Marxist, leftist, postmodern way to look at the world as a collective attitude? It's a collective attitude that says we are going to do things for the greater good. Mm-hmm. But then all of the individuals who make up that collective of leftist, Marxist people are the most self-centered people on earth. That's funny. That's a funny thing to juxtapose.
Irony of being so self-focused, but you think exactly the same as everyone else. You're not an individual. You're self-focused, and it's all about me and all this stuff, but you're really just like, I'm scoring more points according to the same way that everyone else thinks, and I think the same way everyone else thinks, even harder.
Yeah. It's like you're hiding your true intentions of things that you're doing for your own vanity, for yourself, for your own little world, and hiding them in a masquerade of saying this is for the greater good, this is for everyone. Marxism, communism, socialism, like all these big government, these are for the greater good. We're going to help people. When really, it's just to make yourself feel better. This is a good realization I just came to.
It is.
I should write a book about this. A second book.
Next
but you guys
book.
Can pre-order my book right now, How to Win Friends and Influence Enemies on Amazon. Just letting you guys know. To search Will Witt on Amazon, you can find my book. Pre-order. Got a month and a half left till it comes out.
And what amazes me is that if you just took a step back and looked at the situation from the outside, you would see how much progress our world has made. I want to show this picture again in this article. Look at these people. You have a black female here. You have an Asian, and I don't know what the ethnicity of this other woman is. But take a look and step back and see these three people standing on a podium holding up their Olympic medals while the world, it's not just people in Tokyo, while the entire world, doesn't matter, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, is cheering them on for their accomplishments. And it amazes me that a young black female who has managed to work her entire life practicing shot put to make it to the Olympics and to get there to stand on that podium is then going to protest the country that was progressive enough to put her there.
This is for you, shot putter.
It's for you, Saunders.
Yeah, you're my ex, Saunders.
Oh, goodness. A couple super chats here. Happy 373211 says, I have a question. Would you be okay if they had a trans category? If there was another trans category, I think it will keep the integrity in male and female sports so that they have their own category to themselves. What do you guys think about this?
No.
Taylor?
You have a men and women category.
Yeah, in general, I would say no, but here's why. In general, sure, trans people should be competing against trans if they're going to be competing against anyone. But there's such a small subset of the population. It's like 1%. You would have to do like a little person category and for every other possible intersex category. Like how many, it's just, where do you draw the line? Humans are male and female biologically. So we should have males competing against males, females competing against females. And we don't need to go down the rabbit hole of every possible intersection. That's endless.
Good point.
Yeah. If you have a trans female, and she say she's a female and becomes a man, she's just competing the female one.
Yeah.
Right?
Makes sense to me.
It's not my wallet.
Another super chat here, 200 rubles from Sabatulin.
Oh, wait, how much money is 200 rupees?
Rubles. This is Russian. He says, I'm Russian and I would take down every statue of Stalin if I could because I think he's the shame of our nation. But I hate seeing Confederate statues getting taken down in the U.S. Am I a hypocrite? That's an interesting...
First of all, that's a juicy question for only donating $2.74.
Yeah,
amazing, 200 rubles.
Answer, you know? I don't think you're a hypocrite at all.
No.
No, I think that the atrocities committed by Stalin pale in comparison to atrocities committed by the South.
Well, I don't know about that.
I
would say tearing down statues of Stalin is... It's not about denying history. It's about rejecting his ideology. Whereas tearing down statues of the Confederate largely is about trying to erase and rewrite history. And that's not good. We should learn about the Confederacy. We shouldn't necessarily honor or try to draw attention to those people in a good light, but we shouldn't try to erase that history because it's important for people to live in reality and know what happened.
I'm up for both statues being being made, being presented, so long as they are intellectually honest in what the people did. That's my stance.
Yeah, keeping.
So I don't think
statue?
You should take down the Stalin statues. No.
Yeah, I could see that too. I could see that side.
Unless they're saying Stalin, the great and wonderful, yeah, exactly. The all powerful, yeah. Then yeah, that's a whole different
thing
for me.
The context of the statue matters a lot.
The context matters a lot. So if it's just a statue of Stalin and it's just a statue of a Confederate soldier or Confederate general, leave them both up. They should not be taken down. I think that's a detriment to our history. That's a detriment to education. Yep. There we go. Yep. Okay, now we're going to do a little segment that we do on Mondays, unless you guys want to watch this insane ping pong match.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
Okay.
I haven't seen it.
We got to show you this House of Highlights ping pong match. Apparently, this is something you just can't miss, so we're going to do this.
I'm a sports expert.
You can't miss
so.
It.
I'm okay. A sports expert. I will be doing commentary throughout the entire ping pong match, and then we're going to do Dear Will and Amala and open some fan mail that you guys sent in. Here we go. He's going for a hit off the left flank.
You're ruining it.
Schieß doch mal. Ja, fester. Ich gehe in Deckung.
This is insane.
They're like grunting like Serena Williams. He ran around the table.
Oy!
Amazing.
Are you kidding me?
If that guy doesn't win.
Hey!
Oh, won. That,
that
is
was
insane. He deserved that
no,
win.
That was incredible.
If there's anybody who deserves a win more, you guys let me know because it's
Laurel
that
Hubbard.
Guy.
Laurel
Hubbard. No, that was amazing.
I
okay.
love ping pong. At my old place, I used to have a ping pong table. It was amazing. I loved having a ping pong table.
That's all you
that
have to
great,
say.
That was a great
yeah.
story.
We That's had a lot of sets say. Like that.
People got mad last time we didn't call it table tennis. They were like, Will, it's not ping pong, it's table tennis.
Oh,
ping pong
is okay, way I'm funner so to say. Sorry.
It's
table
pong.
Tennis sounds pretentious.
I played ping pong for the U.S. Olympic
okay,
team.
Okay, we're going to move on.
It's Forrest Gump.
I know it's Forrest Gump. Jenny.
Jenny.
Okay.
New legs, Lieutenant Dan.
Okay, let's get into Dear Will and Amala. You guys submitted advice questions on Instagram at the Will Witt or at the Amala Benobi. You can go follow us on Instagram to catch us for future Dear Will and Amalas, possibly be featured on our show. We'll get into the first one. Dear Will and Amala, I don't have a lot of savings and my job is mandating the shot. I don't know what to do anymore. Sincerely, Sarah Layla, 1025. There's a lot to unpack here. Do you guys have any immediate advice on this one?
Well, there are many ways to get exemptions. You can get a religious exemption.
True.
You can get a medical exemption. I know people who have gotten both of those. So that would be the first step, definitely, is to look for any sort of exemption to the shot and see what you can do.
I had a personal friend of mine go through this at her shot, and she ended up getting it. Go through this at her job, and she ended up getting the vaccine. They just gave her no way out. So I would not advise that. I think you find a way to either exempt yourself or maybe these people are not the best people to be working for. Maybe you don't want to be contributing to a company or a business that is not contributing to your own health and your own choices.
I know that's really hard, guys.
Yeah.
I understand that as a lot of us asking you to do. Well, I'm not asking you to do it. I'm trying to give you advice by saying
right.
that that's what you should do. And I know some of you guys don't have the capital, you don't have the money. Maybe you're a teenager, maybe you're not that old, or maybe mm-hmm. you're just bad with your money, and that sucks. But I think that the best thing to do is to find an organization or a company or self-employed or whatever it might be so that you can make these kind of decisions on your own so you are not beholden to someone to make that decision for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you should be calling your congressman. You should be protesting the government. You should be protesting all of these things as well to try and get these things changed in your state, city.
Yeah.
Town,
super
whatever
distasteful.
It is. Yeah. It's a horrible situation, guys.
It
There's
is.
No way around it to say that this isn't one of the worst things. I've talked to so many people who are messaging me every single day on Instagram asking if I know lawyers or how do I get around this. And it's like, this is the way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like so difficult. And I feel horrible about it. It keeps me up at night, honestly. And I don't mean to, I'm not trying to exaggerate or mm-hmm. anything. I've been sad about this. I've been upset about this, about hearing about this with people and just the state of America in general, hearing that people have to go through this and they have to choose their body autonomy over their career, over mm-hmm. their job. That is a horribly sad thing. It's terrible.
And just think of the agency that you, I mean, just to help you sort of get through this, if you do end up leaving this job, think about the agency that you would give these people if you decided, oh yeah, I'm going to let these people rule what I do with my health and what I do with my life if I get these shots. It's like, you have now told these people, oh, it is totally okay for me to tell my employees what they do with their lives.
Yeah, one of Jordan Peterson's rules for life, I think, is don't do anything that makes you feel weak.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have the, you will do better long-term in your life by maintaining your integrity as a human being, even if that means financial hardship in general, over compromising your integrity and being a weaker, smaller person. Because what happens the next time they come for another level of your freedom or another, or cause you to violate your integrity in another way, you're going to get weaker and weaker person. And it's worth
left.
Yeah. And we live in our modern time is like, we're so averse to any kind of suffering. And I mean, again, it's easy for us to say in our high horse, and like, I totally agree with everything Will said about mm-hmm. like, this is just a horrible decision to be made. But at the same time, there are certain things that are worth suffering for, and I think integrity is one of them.
Yeah. I mean, how much are you willing to compromise?
Exactly.
How many times are you going to compromise your values and say, oh, it's just, I just have to wear a mask at work. Oh, I just have to double mask at work. Oh, I just got to get the jab at work. Things that you all disagree with, but you just do it. Like, how many times are you going to compromise right. until it's like too late? And then it will be too late because you can't already compromised on everything. You're a weak person, and what are you going
to
do?
And long term, it's just so worth it to be like, you know what, kids? I did stand up and I didn't do that. And I did leave that job and I did tell them to screw themselves. And I left.
What's the story that you want to tell your children and grandchildren?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Plus, since all these lazy people who want to sit on government unemployment and stimulus checks don't want to go back to work, there's a job surplus right now. Yeah. So
it was funny. I was at the farmer's market. I was at the farmer's market on Sunday and we were going back to our car and then we were driving away and we were taking this guy's spot for his parking spot. And he had one of those bumper stickers that said tax the ultra rich. And then he was like smoking cigarettes in his car.
Amazing.
And it's like, this is kind of unrelated, but just like, you're talking about taxing the ultra rich. You want money for free healthcare. And first of all, you're smoking cigarettes. Second of all, you are spending a ton of money on cigarettes that you're addicted to.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're wanting to tax other people's wealth. That's just kind of a side.
It's an interesting juxtaposition.
You were talking about that and it just made me think of that. It's like so dumb. People will waste their money on frivolous, stupid things and then want to tax other people for
and make their own health worse and make their own healthcare costs go up.
Exactly.
And then
I have to pay
society
for it.
It just goes to show that people hold their values and hold their morals in places where it's convenient for them. They don't hold it in every aspect of their life. And you should always be striving to hold your values in every aspect of your life, which is why in this situation right here, it's clearly a values of yours that you should not mandate what people do with their health. Stand by that value and either find an exception at your job or leave it.
Right.
Yeah.
Great.
Amen.
Next one. Dear Will and Amala, how to be less of a screen addict? Sincerely, Gen Z Conservative 03.
That's what kind of a statement with a question mark at the end of it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. How to be less of a screen addict? How can I be less of a screen addict?
I'm pretty much a screen addict, so I'm gonna let you guys answer this.
I mean, it is sort of our jobs. Our job is to like constantly be on our phones and checking for stories and talking about what's going on and working on content lines. But the best thing that you can do is just find something that you're passionate about outside of that. And even if it's something that you're passionate about doing on your phone, what is a way that I can implement that in my real life? What is a way that I can get out of the house and do these things? I saw this really cute video on YouTube, and it was like these kids try to do couple therapy, and these couples would come and sit in front of kids and tell them their problems. And the girl was like, he's always on his phone, he's always playing video games, he never wants to go anywhere. And the kid's like, well, why don't you have him download Pokemon Go? You guys could go outside. But just find ways to slowly wean yourself off of your phone and get in the real world, hopefully. Yeah.
Someone said, I'll stop listening to your show.
That too. That saves you 1 hour, yeah.
Well, you need
our show.
You can listen to it on audio and not
be
on the screen.
That's a great time for this plug. Coming soon.
Yes.
As soon as maybe tomorrow, we will start uploading our podcast to audio-only feeds. You'll see it on Spotify, Apple, SoundCloud, everywhere you can get your podcast, and you will finally be able to take us on the go in your pocket, on your car ride, wherever you are.
Right. Any of you guys who had been subscribed to Will Wit Live from months past, you will still be subscribed to this podcast. It will be the same subscription that you had before on Google, Apple, and Spotify. But I feel very not addicted to my phone or to my screen. I know my screen time will show that I use it for 6 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
but I have no accounts that are personal. All of my accounts are strictly for work. Like when I go home at night, I am trying not to be on it. If I'm with other people, I pretty much won't use it. Because I value the time that I spend with other people. That's like a really important thing that I think people don't realize, is that the time that you are spending with other people should be valuable time where you are growing, exchanging mm-hmm. ideas, becoming a better person. Like that's what you should be doing when you're spending time with other people, not using it as a time for you to look on social media at hot chicks, you know, like you should be, I mean, that's fine too. Just kidding. Fine. Just kidding. No, don't do that. Or do it. I'm not your mom.
Okay? Just realize that the time spent on your phone is the loss of valuable time.
Yes, it is a loss of valuable time that you could be using for other things. And it's bad for your brain. It is bad for your brain. There are studies that show when you're looking at screens, your critical thinking skills decrease and you are much more susceptible to being brainwashed as well. That's like that's why TV ads work.
But
because
you
know when you look at a screen yeah. that the ads work because you're in a susceptible state to having those messages transmitted.
Yeah, I mean, this person is already asking the right questions. Clearly, you want to improve yourself. I think in our society today, there is this massive cultural shift towards you are the way that you're born. And you don't progress really past that. It's already set in stone who you're going to be. And you don't need to be better. You don't need to be worse. You just are who you are. And you should accept that. But we should be striving to be better individuals. And when you're sitting on your phone, just think about, am I contributing? Is there something that I could be doing better right now? Could I be working out? Could I be educating myself? Could I be outside getting in nature? Could I be meeting people? Could I be making friends? And if any of those answers are yes, what is something that I can do right now that is not me sitting on my phone that is going to make me better in A, B, or C category?
Just think, the next time that you feel addicted on your phone, just imagine Dennis Prager hovering over you and judging you for it.
Yes.
And if what you're doing on your phone would not be judged poorly by Dennis Prager, then you can keep doing it.
You know
it.
What?
But if not, then you should
that
stop.
That is actually valid. Dennis is like the grandfather that everybody wishes that they had.
Exactly.
So feeling disappointment and shame from that man is a pretty powerful. It's one
horrible.
Hell of a drug.
Yeah, it's horrible.
You know how in Christmas they have like the elf on the shelf that for kids? You need like Dennis on the shelf.
Yeah.
Your bedroom is just to like make sure you're accountable yeah. on your phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Time.
We've got two more. Let's answer them quickly and then we're going to open some fan mail that you guys sent in. Dear Will and Amala, I like a guy that my friend also likes. She won't do anything about it. Can I shoot my shot or let her? This is a tough one. For girl code purposes, I'm gonna go on to say,
for girl code purposes, stab her in the back. That's what girls do.
I'm gonna say you could probably
call her
find
fat and shame her.
Yeah. Oh,
spread
my
rumors
goodness.
About her.
Yeah, ever tell everyone she's a slut and then
I like
take
how
and then take
her.
Oh my god. I like how Will's like, you can answer this, and then he's like, yeah. Stab her.
I know.
Call her up. Yeah, and I'm not gonna say that word, but. Yeah, I mean, for all intents and purposes, I'm going to venture to say there are other guys. And it sounds like none of you are sure, neither she is nor you are sure that this guy even likes you. So why, you know,
yeah,
why waste the friendship?
Which one does the guy like more?
She's just saying that my friend and I like this guy. Can I shoot my shot? Because she won't do it.
All right, well, they should talk about it. If you want my real advice, they should talk about it and uh-huh. say, hey, I know we both like Will, but, you know. But we can't both have them. Or maybe, you know, they choose to both have
them. This is what Will and Taylor talk about in regard to Scott.
Yeah. This is from Taylor and I love Taylop. That might actually yeah. be me.
Taylor and I both like Scott. And we have to figure out
yep.
which one of us gets Scott.
Is it worth our friendship to go out to shoot
yeah.
our shot?
Yeah. Huh.
Shoot our shot.
I mean, have the conversation, but being a girl, I know there are girls who are going to be like, oh, it's fine. It's totally fine. It's totally fine.
I don't even like it.
It's never fine.
Yeah,
and that's the thing.
It's never fine.
How much do you value this friendship?
Right.
And then keep that in perspective when, as it relates to what you guys do about this guy. Like, yeah. don't let this guy ruin your friendship if it's not, unless he's like Hot Scott or something.
Yeah. Then it's valid.
Then go all out.
Then kill her.
Yeah. You know?
Take him.
Forget about
it. Kill her. You got it.
Also. I can't stop laughing. Just, yeah, have the conversation with your friend. And also, does this guy like either of you? Imagine, like, you backstab your friend and you're like, I'm going to go for this guy. I'm going to shoot my shot. And he's like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of awkward.
No,
so,
it'd
like,
be super awkward.
Figure that out
yeah,
first.
Before you kill her, you need to find out if he even likes
you're like,
you.
But I already killed Jessica. Anyways, next. This is the last one.
I think we answered that one.
The dating ones are fun.
Well. We did. Yeah. That was our best advice
so
far.
You're welcome, guys.
Dear Will and Amala, how do I keep things unawkward when a guy comes over that rejected my sister? Sincerely, Abigail Marquand, 14.
Abigail.
I hope your sister
Tyler's
is not watching.
Got her both just laughing right now at this question.
Abigail, why are you inviting guys over who rejected your sister? That's
how did the guy get in the house?
Well, apparently she's letting him in.
I guess he's coming over, but like, why is he coming over? Are you friends? Are you dating the man that rejected your sister?
Yeah, that's screwed up.
I need more details.
You shouldn't do that.
Or at least give her the space, you know, go to a public place or somewhere that's not your house so that this guy's not coming over, like walking past your sister in the kitchen, like, oh, hey,
I just hope there's no way
to make that not awkward.
I hope they're not dating. I hope they're not dating.
The guy shouldn't be coming over.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's like take the last question we just answered. That's like if the girl does shoot her shot and she ends up dating this guy and then she's like, oh, let's go hang out with Jessica. And Jessica's around the guy that she likes who doesn't like her back. It's very problematic, Abigail.
Yeah. I get that some people do this with exes and things, but I've never been one to be friends with exes or anything like that afterwards. Never been like that.
Dead to me.
You're dead to
no,
me.
No, not like that. No. I just, you know,
it's just
I
like
don't
a
see the...
Cut the tie.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, it's done. It's over. Like,
moving on.
I don't want to, you know, friends around. Like, it's just weird.
No,
you know?
So I think that's generally healthy.
Yeah, I don't really want
that. I just have so many follow-up questions. Why is the guy in your house?
Yeah.
Who is this man?
Yeah.
What is your relationship like with your sister? Because obviously that's your sister. Like, she's not going anywhere. So I would not mess up that relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
unless
I would maybe ditch
it's
the guy.
Scott.
Unless it's hot stuff.
It's always the new, you know, caveat.
It's always the exception to the rule. Yeah. There are rules, which we've given you, but there are exceptions to the rule.
Yeah, the 11th commandment.
Hot Scott is the exception to the rule.
Oh, gosh.
Now for fan mail. Will's getting the packages.
I'm scared about this segment because we actually have not opened these packages yet.
We have not opened them.
So there could be bombs or...
And if you guys want to ever send us packages to open live on stream, where do they go, Will?
I don't know. We might need to have them pre-screened in the future.
I think they do pre-screen
them.
Intern Tyler will open them if there's a bomb in it. Guys, if you try to kill us, you're really killing Intern Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah, you can try, but it's really just going to be Intern Tyler.
I'm going to open the box first. This is maybe a little bit of ASMR for you guys.
All right, guys, do I cut the blue wire or the red wire?
Amazing. Let's see what we got. Yeah, prageru.com/contact if you ever want to send us anything. Okay.
I hope it's more hot sauce for us to try.
That would be amazing. This is from Joel Santana. He says, Amala and Taylor, I hope you enjoy your mugs. I was going to make you t-shirts, but I thought, who would wear a t-shirt with a picture of themselves on it?
Will.
Well, maybe Will. That's what he wrote.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Maybe Will, that's LOL. Hilarious. JK, God bless.
Joel is an ubermensch.
Yeah, ubermensch for sure. That was really funny.
That is really funny.
Wait, I'll see this mug.
Ooh, that's
nice.
Me, baby. Look at that.
Nice.
That is my face on a mug. And it says Amala Binobi. Pretty cool. Let's get Taylor's. Taylor, you want to open yours?
Big money.
Who shakes a mug when they get it?
Children shake presents on that.
Make Hot Scott mugs, and those are the only ones that make it to the shop.
spitting image. And then
that one does look like it.
Has my name.
It's got chubby cheeks like you.
I don't have chubby cheeks.
I don't have chubby cheeks.
It's got those ugly eyes that you have. You
know? Right. Will, what did you get, Will?
I feel a little bad that you guys didn't get this.
What?
It's really nice.
Okay, well then open it and show
Will,
it.
Enjoy your heavenly protein powder. DM us if you need recipe suggestions.
Oh, you've been bulking up too, Will. This is great.
Look at this.
Heavenly soy, just
protein.
How you like it.
Whatever. Wait, is it
just
full of soy?
Like
no,
it.
I'm just messing with
okay,
you.
Okay, yeah. I don't think it has any soy. It better not have any soy. But it looks good. I like chocolate. So this is very nice. And a new blender bottle, which
all
is
right.
Nice as well. Oh, this one's kind of odd. Oh, it's
nice.
A screw-off blender bottle. Wow.
Okay.
Thank you to the... Sorry, what is it called?
Heavenly Protein Powder.
Heavenly Protein Powder by Nifix. So if you guys want good protein powder, well, I don't know. I'll recommend them, but I can't recommend them totally yet. But I'm sure it's very good if they send it to me. Okay, check it out.
This
Thank
one
you.
Is from Miguel. He sent me a little booklet that says, How to be free from the fear of death.
All right.
All right.
Oh, Ray Comfort, I know who that is. It's a Christian thing.
Yeah, it is a Christian thing. It has gospel in it. It's just the title was a little jarring.
Yeah, no, it is.
But thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. Again, if you want to send anything, go to prageru.com/contact and we may open it on the stream so long as it doesn't kill us.
Yeah. Or if it does, it's good content. Viral.
Viral video.
We suffered through hot sauce for you guys last week. So, yep.
We're going to do it again this week on Wednesday. Wednesday is going to be another Hot Takes where we eat the spiciest hot sauce that we can find. I cry, Will cries, Taylor cries, all in public. And
I didn't
it's horrible.
Cry for the record.
Oh, Taylor didn't cry, actually.
I cried.
I cried.
For sure. That was
Anyways,
some hot stuff.
Thank you guys for watching. Please like, subscribe, click the notification bell if you want to be notified when we go live every day. If you want a text sent to your phone, text live to 41776. And when we get the system up and running, you will get a text sent to your phone. Be on the lookout on SoundCloud and Spotify because the audio for this podcast is going to be going up for you guys to listen to rather than watch on YouTube.
Thank you so much for watching, guys. Appreciate it. Every single day, 2:30 p.m. PST, is 5:30 p.m. Eastern, live on weekdays. Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.
Peace.